This is Bigger Pockets Daily. No rest for us on a Sunday. I'm Tyler, and every day I read a different article from the Bigger Pockets Real Estate blog. You can listen to one of these shows each day, or you can go wild and binge through the whole catalog. This isn't a new show, and most of these articles outline concepts that stand the test of time.
We know you've heard it before. Cash flow is getting very hard to find. There's always long-distance investing, but you may be thinking, I don't have a team, enough experience, or the market knowledge to get in. That's where you're wrong, and that's also where Rent to Retirement comes in. Rent to Retirement offers fully turnkey properties that are newly built or renovated, leased and managed, allowing you to invest out of state with confidence. They've got single family, multifamily, new build, and syndication opportunities across multiple markets. They even have BRRRR deals with immediate equity. Rent to Retirement helps investors learn how to build a bulletproof business plan with the best investment and tax strategies around to help you reach financial freedom through real estate. There's no excuse not to get started in real estate investing when you have the right team and systems already in place. To learn more, visit renttoretirement.com. That's renttoretirement.com.
Or text REI to 33777. Again, text REI to 33777.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Meet Rent App, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, Rent App uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. Rent App setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say Rent App is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. Rent App, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED lights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What is the 70% rule in house flipping? By Chris Bybee. The 70% rule in real estate can be helpful when comparing properties and making a final determination on which one is the best investment. Understanding the ins and outs of this rule is imperative to using it to your advantage. So what's the 70% rule? All right, the 70% rule is a formula commonly used by real estate investors as kind of a barometer when purchasing distressed properties for a profit. The formula calculates the maximum amount to pay for a given property once two key factors, the after repair value, or ARV, and estimated repair value costs, ERC, are considered. The 70% rule further explained. There's a formula coming, so be aware. The 70% rule states that real estate investors shouldn't pay more than 70% of the ARV minus the repairs needed. So, for example, if a house is like $150,000 and it needs $20,000 in repairs, the 70% rule states that no more than $85,000 should be paid. The math looks like this. 150,000, which is the ARV, times 70%, or the ARV percentage, equals 105,000. 105,000 minus 20,000, which is the ERC, or estimated repair cost, equals $85,000, which would be the buying price. This formula is commonly used by house flipping investors to decide how much to pay on a fix and flip. 70% rule, formula, and example. The formula itself is rather simple. Once the ARV and ERC are calculated, you just plug in the numbers. Take a house that has an ARV of $100,000 and needs $20,000 in repairs. The last variable to figure out is what discount to buy at. In this case, we'll just use the 70% rule, or 0.7, which we plug into the formula. ARV times 0.7 minus rehab cost. Or if we plug in the numbers, $100,000 times 0.7 minus $20,000 equals $50,000. That would be your offer to buy. So why is this rule, quote unquote, critical? This rule is critical because the ARV and rehab costs are used in conjunction to calculate the formula. If either of these numbers is inaccurate, there's the potential to operate on less than desirable margins. If the wrong price is calculated, profit margins can quickly diminish or be wiped out completely. ARV and rehab should always be fixed numbers based on the investment exit strategy. However, the ARV percentage amount minus repairs should be variable. Furthermore, this rule may be disregarded as investors become more creative. For instance, if investors intend to buy and make a long-term hold play, betting on appreciation, they may be able to afford to pay more. In this situation, investors may be able to buy at 101% ARV if the financing is favorable and the area is desirable. Let's take a look and examine the application of the 70% rule real quick. Okay, housing inventory price point. So the 70% rule can be adjusted depending on the price point of the housing inventory. For instance, if lower-end housing is purchased in Texas with an ARV of $70,000 to $90,000, you may be able to negotiate a deeper discount, say 65%. The best way to get in tune with the local market is to review what recent cash sales have been in the same community as the subject property. For rehabs, it will show what margins everyone else is operating on. If wholesaling is the exit strategy, this will show how much of a discount is needed to buy. Major market area. So all real estate is absolutely local, but major market areas influence the formula. The formula will need to be adjusted based on the market it is in. In California, the 70% figure could go to 80 or 85%. In Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, where housing is a little bit more affordable, 70 to 78% should serve well. Even more important are the hyper-local factors based on the subject property itself. The ARV percentage will fluctuate from zip code to zip code, subdivision to subdivision, even within the same major market area. Exit strategy. This rule varies depending on the exit strategy, of course. So, for example, landlords can usually afford to pay more than house flippers because flippers incur higher costs for renovations and must cover agent fees and all the related expenses. On the other hand, landlords can pay more, as their strategy focuses on short-term cash flow and long-term value appreciation. So, for instance, landlords in northern Texas often purchase properties for their rentals at 76 to 80% of the ARV. Let's take a look at some other models, too. Other investors may prefer a different formula, like calculating offers based on what they want to earn on the project. So, for example, if an investor wants to rehab a house and net like 18 grand after accounting for factors like holding costs, closing, and agent commissions, other models are a viable alternative to this 70% rule. Air quotes over rule there. Is the 70% rule a good guideline? Yeah, it can be a good indicator, but not the only tool used to make a decision on a fix and flip. As with any type of investment, investors should list the estimated costs to calculate their potential profit. So here are the costs to consider on fix and flips. Repairs. Always be conservative here. Carrying costs, which includes interest and points. Monthly costs, utilities, HOAs, insurance, taxes. buying costs, back taxes, cash for keys, liens, code violations, etc. Selling costs, commissions, closing costs, transfer fees, title insurance. And of course, the unexpected. Add $5,000 to be safe. These are the basic costs investors should consider. And then from there, take the ARV, subtract all these costs, and subtract the minimum profit, which could be like 20 grand. This is what the purchase price should be. When can properties be bought for more than the 70% rule? The number one reason a property can be bought for more than 70% is when a real estate agent is also the investor. As agents, they receive a commission of like 2.5% to 3% on the purchase price and save an additional 3% when selling, as they can list the property themselves. Although this 5.5% to 6% is taxable, it still enables them to offer above the 70% guideline. Experience also plays a key role. Seasoned investors have a deep understanding of the market. Their ability to accurately estimate the after repair value, ARV, and confidence in their pricing allows them to exceed the 70% rule by like 1% to 2%. And finally, experienced investors often have advantageous financing arrangements with banks. They might not be able to finance the entire purchase amount like other investors using hard money or private money. Yeah, but they've been doing it long enough to build up a bankroll that can pay for down payments and repairs. Some final thoughts. So the 70% rule is really more of a guideline, not a hard and fast rule. The percentage of ARV minus repairs will vary based on local markets, exit strategy, and housing type. All these details should be taken into consideration when calculating an offer. Investors who stay in tune with the local marketplace and apply the 70% rule as a guideline instead of, you know, a blanket rule will make their offers more competitive and their investments more lucrative. Okay, that about wraps up today's show. Are you ready for a deep dive into even more real estate investing content? Yes. Check out the Bigger Pockets YouTube channel. Watch interviews, property walkthroughs, dive into deal analysis, and so much more. Join over 1 million subscribers at biggerpockets.com/YouTube or just head straight to youtube.com/biggerpockets. Just like reverse the thing. See you back here tomorrow.